Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents Game of Thrones. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you have not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and normal movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning. Probably saying words like fuck, shit, fuck off. Yeah, so if you don't like that, go to hell.
Or keep listening and suffer through it. Because yeah. That's a thing, too.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or you could just fuck off. I don't care.
Scott doesn't care.
No.
All right.
I'm not in a pleasant mood at the moment.
What's wrong?
I just don't feel very good. I have a headache. I'm tired.
Scott's tired.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about you or your problems.
Nope. Just wow. The way it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to look out for number one.
I think Scott's just like missing Geordie Shore. So he's like
potentially
in a bad mood.
No, I just have this like really annoying headache.
There's like some Aleve right there.
Yeah. There is.
Would that help?
Potentially.
All right. All right. Well, let's get into Game of Thrones then.
Okay.
So, I know how much you like Daenerys and her blonde goodness of fake wiggy.
What?
So, she goes to, like, the old folks' home. So, you know.
So, what I'm really wanting to know is, when's somebody going to have sex with her again?
Were you upset because, like, they made her naked and you couldn't see it?
Yeah.
Did that piss you off?
I was very angry.
Were you pissed off?
I was really pissed, mate. I was like, what is going on here, guys? You have showed so much before.
I think she doesn't want to be naked anymore.
I don't care
on TV.
What she wants. I mean, it might sound a little rapey here or there, but that's neither here nor there. So
it's kind of there.
Hey, man. Just watch yourself.
Bro. All right. You got me.
No, I do gotcha.
I can see that, but what do you think? Do you think she's just going to be like stuck in the old people home with all those dusty vaginas?
man.
Yeah?
Probably not. I'm pretty sure she'll figure something out or somebody will come to the rescue.
Like Jorah and Dario.
Yeah, Jorah with his like fucking half stone hand and shit. Yeah.
Stone
hand. My lady, take my hand.
But don't touch me.
I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know what's going on anymore.
All right. Well,
what do you think? What do you think is going to happen there?
I mean, she's going to get rescued. I mean, her dragons are going to come and they're going to be like, "Kaka!"
You know. Okay. Scenario time. So, Tyrion will be riding on the back of a dragon.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
No, just hear me out.
All right.
Hear me out. All right.
All right.
All right. Like a knight in his midget shining armor. Tyrion in all his ferocious, mighty drunken midgetness will come riding the back of the dragon with another dragon. Leash in hand, ready to save Daenerys.
He will forever be known as Leatherback.
And then she'll let him get in her back.
Oh,
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, guys. I can see the future.
She wants the parsnip.
She wants the midget parsnip.
Oh, Jesus. All right. That's enough of Daenerys. So Sam and Gilly are like on a boat and she's like, once we get there, and he's like, whoa, you little slut, you're not coming with me.
maybe that's what happened, but I don't know, dude. Like, I didn't really care. I was like,
he's like, you will go stay with my mother and father. My father's a fucking asshole, but my mom's nice.
My sister's nice too.
Yeah. I mean, you might get raped while you're there, but, you know, the mom will be nice to you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
So I don't really care about
Sam. It's never a party till there's rape action going on.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I don't really care about Sam's story right now either.
Yeah, he's just, like, puking. I was like, oh, awesome. Oh, just what I want to see.
Scott, like, will throw up at the sight of throw up. So, like, even if Scott doesn't have to throw up, if he sees throw up, it'll make him feel like he has to throw up.
True.
It's disgusting. True. It's, like, hard to watch Jordy Shore because, like, bitches would be throwing up on the beach and stuff. And, like, it's just out there in the open. It's like, can you at least blur out the throw up and not the titties?
Yeah, seriously.
Damn.
I just want to see all these titties again. Anyway, I mean, so moving on.
So Arya, training.
Yeah.
Are you still uninterested or are you more interested?
I'm a little more interested. Okay, I was interested until they gave her eyes back. I was like, it's Daredevil all over again. And
she's
then.
Like, I can see clearly now.
The fog is gone. I have my eyesight back.
Motherfuckers.
All right. Okay. Well,
she's going to get revenge on that other bitch now that she can see. She's going to be fucking beating the shit out of her.
I mean, it was a little interesting, like, while she was blind and stuff, like, her training sequences and things like that. I was pretty interested in that stuff. And then she got her eyes back, and I was like, I don't really care anymore now.
Tell me about Arya Stark.
No.
No?
She's not an interesting character, so I won't tell you.
Right.
Oh, no, don't. She can go fuck herself, honestly.
Oh, is that what you really want?
No. Yes. No. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about Bran's vision of his pappy.
Like, okay, dude. His fucking father lied. Cool, dude.
Well, I think this, like, plays into, like, what Ashley was telling us about this, like, fan theory.
Interesting.
Remember that?
Yes.
So, like, when he's like,
yes.
He's like, what's in the tower? And the three-eyed raven's like, that's enough for today, you little fuck.
Not so fast, you little prick.
Yeah. And then he's like, but I wanted to see what my father was doing.
He was humping a brains out, mate.
And the three-eyed raven's like, you'll be like me one day. He's like, I don't want to be in a fucking tree with roots growing out of me.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool, dude. But
so,
I mean,
do we believe that, like, his sister's in there and she ran away with Rhaegar, or was she kidnapped or whatever?
The fuck you talking about, dude?
In the tower.
Fucking tower, dude. What are you even talking about?
Who
what
the fucking people?
What are you talking about, Christian?
What Ashley was telling us.
I don't know what. Okay, yes, I do know. But okay.
So my sister was telling us, like, this crazy fan theory. And we're just, like, sitting there, like, why are you trying to ruin our lives?
Yeah, like, dude. Apparently, like, somebody's, like, Jon Snow's brother or something. Or sister or something.
Like,
I don't know,
Jon Snow is, like, the kid of Ned Stark's sister and Rhaegar Targaryen. And, like, Mera, who's, like, I think that's her name or whatever. The lady with Bran is, like, his sister or something.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know.
Who fucking knows? Dude?
Who knows? All right, whatever. So Varys is all, like, talking to that black lady, and he's like,
I got jungle fever.
Yeah.
I got the jungle
He's like, either
fever.
The Sons of the Harpy are going to kill you, or I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to let you and your son get the fuck out of here. Tell me what you fucking know. And she told him, and Tyrion the whole time is, like, talking to, like, Wormtail and Missandei, and he's like, okay, this is boring as fuck.
Dude, their conversation was so funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it's probably, like, one of the better parts of this episode, honestly.
Yeah, what do you say about, like, he's like, something about, like, a wise man once said that life is just people having conversations in elegant rooms. And they're like,
Who said that?
He's
well,
like,
I
me,
did.
Me, just now.
Just now.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward, but it was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, it was actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see what happens with the Sons of the Harpy.
He's like, let's play a game.
Tyrion has some great ideas.
And then she's like, well, I don't like games. She's like, there's so much rape that happens during it.
Oh, he's like, let's drink. And they're like, we don't drink. And he's like, let's play a drinking game. And he's like, oh. He's like, well, you don't have to drink for this game. And he starts explaining the game. He's like, okay, this game won't work. So, Anyway, Ramsay, little fuck, he's like talking to the Umbars, I think.
I don't even care about him, dude. I seriously don't.
But like, they're going to start a war with Jon Snow, man. And like, Rickon was there and like, they killed his wolf, like assholes.
All right, sorry guys. Yeah, dude. I was like, oh man, they killed the wolf. They keep killing these wolves for
like,
they're
kill
so
the
cool.
fucking kid. Leave the wolf alone.
Yeah, for real. Dude, nobody cares about the little shit kid.
I saw this meme with him like all distraught, and it was like, I want more screen time, and then like they show the wolf dead, and he's like, he said something else. He didn't want it anymore.
I didn't want it. I didn't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you think is gonna happen? Is Ramsay gonna, you know, declare war?
Is Ramsay gonna rape Rickon with instruments?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what's happening with Ramsay. Who cares? But no, I do want to know. Do you think that, you know, one? Do you think Ramsay is prepared to go to war with him? And do you think he can win?
Dude, Ramsay can't beat Jon Snow. Jon Snow will fucking rape him, dude.
Jon Snow is forever.
Dude, you remember what happened the last time Jon Snow was almost killed?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he died. Oh, and then he came back.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like he's unkillable or something.
Yeah.
I bet his brother Rob wishes just like him.
Ned would be so proud of me.
If only father
was still here.
Yeah, man. I mean...
Well, all right. Let's get to that in a second. Let's talk about Tommen talking to the High Sparrow.
Oh.
That was boring as shit. Shut the fuck up, High Sparrow. This guy just needs to fucking die, dude. Like, he's a fucking weirdo. Like, he's like, you all need to pay for your sins, but I will rape and murder and pillage and fucking kidnap people. Ha ha!
Yeah, I just don't understand why nobody has killed him yet. Like, are they afraid of, like,
dude,
this
fucking
little...
cut his head off. Who cares?
Yeah, dude, it's like...
Fucking chop his dick off and serve it in his mouth.
Sausage.
I mean, who fucking cares?
He can fucking join, what's his name, for Team No Dick.
Team No Dick? Yeah. Him and Theon. That'd be great.
Very exclusive club. Yeah. Oh, and then what's his name? The fat, pudgy, bald guy, dude.
Varys?
Yeah, dude. They can all be like best friends. Like, my dude, we're in an exclusive club.
Dude, I saw
Woo, Team Nordic. Woo!
I saw a meme with that, too, where it's like when you're about to do something really stupid and your friends don't have the balls to tell you not to.
Well played,
They're just sitting there staring at Tyrion talking to the dragon. Anyway, so Cersei and like Jaime like invade the small council meeting. And they're like, we're here now, fuckers. And they'll just, like, leave.
They're like, oh, really? Oh, really? Goodbye.
Goodbye, you fuckers.
I'm just, dude, like, sitting there, I'm like, you know they have to be, like, really thinking, like, well played, you bastards. Like, well played.
Well, like, fucking Master Pycelle is just sitting there talking mad shit about the Hound the whole time. And he's like, or not the Hound, the Mountain. He's, like, standing right there with his blue face all like.
He's like, what the fuck, dude?
That's what a dusty pussy sounds like.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
You're out of control, Christian.
So, I mean, I guess the last thing is just talking about Jon Snow. I mean,
Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Good job, sir.
Yeah, he's like back to life and everything.
I felt like between him and Tyrion, like those are the two best parts of the episode, yeah. I feel like. The rest of the episode was pretty lackluster, in my opinion. I don't know.
It was okay.
Like, it was really hard to get into this episode. Like, I mean, there just really was very slow. Very, very slow. And, like, I almost was so almost engaged with Arya's storyline, but then it was like, I don't care anymore. And then I could really care what... I could care less whatever happens to... what's the other sister's name?
Sansa?
Yeah, Sansa. Yeah. Her. I don't care whatever happens to her. I mean, even though that she wasn't even part of this episode, but yeah. I mean, just leave them alone.
I mean,
let's just talk about Jon Snow and, you know,
yeah.
Daenerys and Tyrion. That'd be just and Jaime. Probably the best four characters on there.
Yeah. Well,
the dragons.
Oh yeah.
And the Dothraki.
Are you gonna continue with the list? Are you just gonna start listing more people?
Maybe. All right, yeah, that's it.
All right. All right. So Jon Snow, so we had this conversation last week and we're like, do you think he'll kill whatever the guy is?
The little kid.
Well, yeah, him and then like the guy who like the lieutenant guy.
And, oh, dude, I thought he was going to like try to make him do like trial by combat or something. I thought he was going to try to fight him to the death. I was like, "Yes, do it. Do it." And then they didn't do it.
And, like, then he's like, "I will hang all of you, Sir Alistair, and you little fuck." Yeah, he killed the kid.
Yeah, that's pretty intense scene, honestly. Like, because I, you could tell he really didn't want to kill a kid, but he couldn't not kill the kid.
Yeah, I mean.
And then, like, all of a sudden he's just like, my watch is over.
Yeah, he, like, gave his friend, like, his coat and is like, what am I supposed to do with this? And he's like, do whatever the fuck you want with it.
And he's like, my watch is over. And I'm like, dude, you're going to a fucking repair shop
then.
Yeah,
he started, like, leaving. He was like, my watch has ended. And then, like, I was like,
I just don't understand why he
Jon Snow, go save the world on your own.
I don't know.
Dude, apparently if you
he's
die,
be,
like,
what?
Your watch is ended,
he's
going
to become the king of the wildlings. Watch. You mark my words. He will become the king of the wildlings. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to go fight the White Walkers. I don't know if they're going to march south to King's Landing to try to unite the people against the
king
White Walkers.
King Parsnip.
What the fuck? Shut up! Shut up! I don't know. God damn it, dude. Shut the hell up. I don't know. Maybe one day Jon Snow and Daenerys will, like, meet and they'll be like...
And they'll have the most beautiful babies ever.
I know. And she's like, he's like, I have a wolf. I have a dragon. And then they'll just start fucking. It's whatever, you know?
He'll be like, oh, woo! And she'll be like, woo!
What is wrong with you today?
I
usually play this role.
I'm just trying to spice it up.
Oh, I know, man. I'm lagging today. Sorry, guys. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I haven't really been sleeping much lately. So
that's all right. I'm tired, too. I worked all day. And I didn't really get a lunch.
No, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, you probably stayed up until, like, the wee hours of the night.
Till the morning.
Yeah. What is this night?
So, okay, I do have a story. So, right. Before we started, Christian asked me if there's story time.
So
I said no.
Fuck
and I was like, dude, I can't be bothered with that kind of thing right now. But then I just thought of something.
All
right. So, discovered this new thing called Game Saloon. It is the devil. It's the root of all evil. Let me tell you guys. So, if any of our listeners are like hardcore gamers, right? There's this site called Game Saloon or Gamer Saloon. It's Game Saloon or Gamer Saloon, one of the two, .com, where like you go on there, you sign up, and then like you pretty much like you load money onto the site, onto your account, and then like you pretty much bet against like somebody makes a challenge with you, and then you go and play whatever game that you've challenged them to. And then, like, after the game is over, you have to verify it. But the worst thing about it is anybody can verify that they are the winner. So, here comes story time. These assholes. Let me tell you. I'm going to make it short and brief. These assholes would not stop fucking verifying that they were the winner, even though I won. I'd sit there and wait for, like, fucking 4 hours to get my money from them. It was so annoying. I'm just like, oh, they're fucking shit. So annoying. So annoying. All right, that's it.
Okay, so
that's it. Dude.
Your story is you beat people at games.
Yeah, dude.
And
oh,
they
no.
don't want to pay you.
Oh, dude, hella bullshit, dude. I fucking lost to this guy. Well, it fucking, like, in the fourth quarter made me fumble 3 times, dude. I was,
so you got RNG'd.
I was just like, I was ready to throw my fucking system, dude, out the window. I was just like,
oh, my gosh. Like, you already get angry when you play games and, like, when money's on the line. That's just not a good situation.
I was freaking out, dude. I was just, like, so angry.
All right,
guys.
That was a good story.
I ain't got any stories. Do you
I
have
had
any?
One, but then I forgot what I was going to say.
It's okay, because we have another podcast, guys, so you should check that out.
But I got angry at work today and punched my desk and hurt my finger.
He did.
Oh,
it's a true story.
But Manchester United lost this week. Like assholes when they should have won, and now they have to win on Sunday, and
super.
Manchester City has to lose for them to make top four.
Super high pressure.
And I don't know if you want them to win. Do you want them to win?
Who?
You.
Manchester?
Yeah. Of course I do. Because if they lose, they'll probably sack Louis Van Gaal. But if they win, they might not.
Please lose. Please lose.
Just change his entire mind.
I just realized that too. Like, oh, dude. All right. We'll talk about it after the podcast. It's okay. We'll talk about this afterwards. Nobody cares. Nobody. We're here to talk about fucking Game of Thrones, dude. But we're over here talking about sports and shit. No, Game of Thrones. Shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
Game of Thrones is British people, so we could talk about like.
No,
British
dude.
Things.
No. It's okay. We'll talk about it afterwards. Shh. I'm just over here. Hold my hand up in the sky like I'm praising to Jesus or something. I don't know. I don't know. All right. What do you rate this episode, dude?
I guess 7.5.
And then like 6.0. It was pretty lackluster. It had like that, like the couple key moments where it's like, oh wow, you know. But I don't know, dude. I'm not a firm believer. And giving an episode a good grade based off a couple moments within one episode. Like, the episode's an hour long. You have to look at the whole thing. You know what I mean? And yeah. It just wasn't there for me. So, yeah. That's why I gave it a shit grade. Because it fucking wasn't that good, dude. It was slightly above average.
These are grades, like, based on other Game of Thrones episodes. Not, like, based on, like, compared to other TV shows. Because, like, it's just better than other TV shows.
Yeah.
But...
Just go on.
We like went and played soccer today for like the first time in ages, and like we joined up with this kid I went to high school with. Like I saw him there, and I like we didn't even know we knew each other. And then I was like, "Oh shit, bro, I know you!" And he was like,
"I don't think that's what happened. That's
no,
not
that's
how it went
not
down.
What happened. No."
He stood awkwardly next to him, and he was like, "I think I know you." And he was like, "Yeah, bro,
totally."
He's like, "Wait, did we go to high school together?" And you're like, "Yeah, dude, I fucking was like." The TA for in your German class, dude. And he's like, dude, I can't believe you remember me. And you're like, dude, I totally remember you.
Yeah, if only it was a hot girl.
Point of story is Christian's gay.
I don't think that's really the moral of the story.
All right. Maybe I, you know, exaggerate some details.
But you know who else was in that class?
Who?
Jen.
I don't care.
Bro, I thought we were like friends.
Who?
You and me.
We are.
You and I. The two of us.
the two amigos. The two peas in a pod.
Bro, like.
Don't worry.
The bro hammer goes.
What? Do you see what I have to deal with, everyone?
What?
This strange individual.
I'm not strange.
It's okay. You are.
I'm Doctor Strange.
Maybe.
All right. I can deal with that.
So, as we said, we have another podcast, of course, you know, going over our weekly shows and our news, as always. So, stay tuned for that, and go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and we have this lovely website designed by Christian himself.
Hello.
www.nerdyboysreviews.com. There's a sweet form section where you can start a thread and talk to our community. Also, there's a buy list. And in this buy list... there's books that Christian buys.
Yeah.
And then he says a couple of words on those books.
Yeah, like...
in anticipation for his extreme excitement. I don't know if that's really true. But no, there's seriously a buy list, dude. And, you know, it's pretty fucking great, dude. And then there's like a homepage with a slideshow. Dude, it's wonderful. You should just check it out.
Yeah, because it's like you're sitting there wondering like, shit, what do I want to read this week? Like, I've never read comic books before. What should I pick up? Huh, I wonder who tells me what they pick up every week. Maybe it's the Nerdy Boys.
And then, there's a blog section.
No way.
And in this blog section, there are blogs.
There are words about things.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Go check out Reality Comics, # social media for nerds.
Yeah, dude. Totally fucking great, man.
Go fucking lick. Check them out, bro.
Yeah, go follow them on Twitter. Go check out their website and sign up with them now.
Yeah.
Tell them that the Nerdy Boys sent you.
In addition.
In a mission to save the Nerd Kingdom.
Going off script, even though we don't really have a script.
Hey, dude. Seriously, you're going to tell them we have a script?
No, we don't have a script, but something that I'm just mentioning real quick. So I went to high school with this kid, and I don't know, we're not really friends, but he like started his own like little business a while ago. He does like car detailing. Now, I've never had him detail my car, but I've seen the work he does, and it's great work. So if you need your car detailed, he has pretty like different plans, different pricing and stuff. I'm just going to give him a shout out because, you know, I appreciate entrepreneurs. So his name is Scott. It's not you. It's a different Scott. And you can check out his website, Scott's Automotive Detailing. And just, you know, see if
not a very good website name.
If you
is there a .com or .org, .net? What is it?
It's scottsautomotivedetailing.com / Weebly.
Oh, very nice.
So, or something like that. But, yeah, you can check him out, see what plans he has. If you need your car detailed and you're in the Sacramento area here, 916 support here, so.
Yes.
Just a little shout out.
Just a little words for you.
Yeah. So all our seasons are winding down, and so we're gonna have our other podcast. We're gonna talk about all those episodes. Yep. It's like Legends of Tomorrow has one episode left this season next Thursday. They all have one.
One.
I think some of them have two.
No.
They all have
maybe
one.
Gotham. Maybe Gotham does.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is season finale next week, but I think everything else is 2 weeks. No, May 24th, 25th.
Nah, bro. I'm pretty sure I'm rhyming. Because this is episode 21, bro. Do they all have 23 episodes?
Yeah, sure Flash and Arrow have 23.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I looked it up on IMDb.
Okay. Well, fucking, then they have 2 weeks left. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that's all we have for you guys today on our Game of Thrones podcast / random talk.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
We're just bullshitting.
We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Natty Boy
Christian. And as always, we have one simple message here at NBR, and that's stay
nerdy, boys.